Item number 1001, please.
Authorized contract with Sargent's Towing, Inc. for abandoned vehicle towing and storage vehicles.
So Commissioner Novick isn't here, but what I have here as an introduction is the intent of this ordinance is to award a three-year abandoned vehicle towing and storage contract to Sargent's Towing, Inc. The contract provides towing, storage, and disposal of abandoned vehicles parked in the right-of-way as required by the abandoned auto program and requested by the Bureau of Development Service if an abandoned auto is on private property. So good morning, gentlemen. Take us through this, please.
Yes, good morning, Mayor Hills, Commissioners. My name is Patrick Kramer, the towing coordinator, PBOT Regulatory Services. And beside me, I have Donald Hunter. He's a supervisor at Parking Enforcement Division, and he's available for questions specifically regarding the abandoned auto program. Okay. The ordinance before you today is to award the abandoned vehicle towing contract to Sargent's Towing. This contract is used by agencies, primarily abandoned auto program, to remove abandoned autos from city streets. This increases neighborhood livability and promotes public safety. After a competitive bid process through procurement services, proposals were evaluated. It was determined that Sargent's Towing had the highest score. On August 11th, the Towing Board of Review voted to recommend to you the award of the contract to Sargent's Towing. If I could just take a brief moment to summarize some of the changes from the previous contract. The first is a reduction in the tower's response time to abandoned vehicle tows. Previously, it was 24 hours. We reduced that to 2 hours. Secondly, the successful proposer had a higher bid than the previous contract, so the city will enjoy increased revenues from that. And then there's also a streamlining of the process in which a vehicle owner who appealed the tow of their vehicle and was successful can be refunded their money for that tow. So by your approval of this contract, the city will enjoy increased revenues, streamlined process for removing abandoned vehicles from the city streets. And with that, I'm open to any questions you may have.
Okay, thank you. Questions?
I have a couple. Typically, when we take up towing in this body, it's because there's been complaints from the public about how towing and companies operate. And I know that Senator Abel Gordley, when she was in service, had a great interest in this. She had a staff person who worked on it almost full time. And there were concerns about performance and customer issues and the like. And I think one of the questions that we need to ask, even though we're talking about abandoned vehicles, so we're talking about essentially cars that are left on the side of the road, is what is Sargent's Towing's record in terms of Better Business Bureau and customer service? And are we forging a partnership with one of the good guys or one of the people that people have concerns about in our community?
Yes, excellent question. Thank you for that. How I'd respond to that is part of the request for proposals, the RFP, it was the companies were evaluated both on past performances of their contracts with the city as well as BOLI violations. Sargent's came back with no complaints. And Sargent's actually, just for historical purposes, have previously had the abandoned contract, if I remember right, from 1995 to 2010. So they had it for quite some time and were very successful with it. And the city was very happy with their performance at that time. And so we have no reason to doubt that performance this time, too.
That's very helpful, right? Past performance is an indicator of future performance. Mm-hmm. And to what extent do abandoned vehicles actually get claimed by someone?
It's very low. Most of them do not get claimed. Most of them are just auctioned off or scrapped.
Okay, so we don't have a lot of those examples of someone, a member of the public, going to try to claim a car and then having a history of how they dealt with the company in terms of customer service.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the majority of them don't, the vehicle owners don't have any kind of interaction with the tower. It would basically be if the city was happy with the performance of the towing services for the contract.
You know, on Sunday Parkways, the route went through Selwood, Brooklyn and Selwood, and I remember on one of the streets we were going through, there was a totaled car on the road that had a sign on it saying free. So someone was being very enterprising. I don't know they got any, anyone claimed
Seeing
it.
Seeing that car, I suspect it's still there, that there were no takers unless you've already towed it away because it was abandoned.
And just would you remind us, when we tow an abandoned car and no one claims it, what do we normally get for that car?
Okay, that's part of the abandoned auto fee. And so any vehicle that's not picked up by the vehicle owner, the contractor pays the abandoned auto program actually a fee, and it's based on a bid that was part of the RFP process that they submit to us.
So that's the 75% of index price of the scrap metal value. Right?
Exactly, okay. Exactly.
So that's and that price has been arrived at through a competitive process.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
I'm curious, and maybe our viewers are curious, what constitutes an abandoned auto?
Abandoned auto vehicle, the city code requires it to have three criteria. Either failure to display current registrations, appears inoperable or disabled, or appear wrecked or partially dismantled. It has to fall in one of those three categories to be considered abandoned.
So simply being not current on the plates is enough?
Correct.
And that concerns me, because the goal of this program is to get garbage off the street, right? It's the ones like Commissioner Fish just referenced that's been sitting there and you can't give it away. The goal is not to make money out of this program. And I'm concerned about the new requirement for towing companies to get out within 2 hours of this. Could you just walk us through what the timeline is from the moment somebody calls in a request for removal of an abandoned auto to the moment that it gets crushed?
And when we get our department is complaint generated, and when we get the call from the citizen, this time of year, the summertime, if you call in the day, we may not be able to respond to get there for anywhere from 5 to 7 days because this is our peak season. The weather get nice. When the weather get nice, we get more calls. Once someone calls it in and our officer get the case, they go out and see if the vehicle meet the criteria. If it falls on one of these three categories, then they place one of these green tow warnings on the vehicle, and which notifies the owner of the vehicle that they have 72 hours to comply. And so the officer would go back, not quite at 72 hours because this time of year again, after we place this warning on them, we may not get back to it to a week, 7 days to follow up. If the vehicle is still there, then we proceed to cite it for abandoned auto and we tow the vehicle away. After we tow the vehicle, we send out through DMV records, we send out a letter to the last registered owner letting them know that this vehicle was towed and they have 15 days to recover the vehicle. After 15 days, by code, it becomes city property to dispose of.
So I'm pretty troubled by the first criterion. You're saying
Does the 72 hours, that's just 72 hours, it's not business days or take any account of holidays or anything?
It's 72 hours is what is in the code is 72 hours. So if we put a tag on there on Friday. Yeah, Saturday and Sunday, our officers are not out there on Saturdays and Sundays. Monday's a holiday. It's well past 72 hours before we even respond or get back to it.
But if the property owner happened to be out of town for the holiday weekend, they could have left before the tag was put on and then be back in their car.
That's a possibility, yes.
Okay, so that's of concern to me. I am also concerned about the mayor's concern about expired tags because that doesn't seem to be necessarily to be evidence of it being abandoned. And then Jasmine Watts with all my staff has been working with you, and I really appreciate you answering her questions and mine. The reason cited for the new 2-hour requirement rather than 24-hour requirement to get the tow truck out is to cut down on the number of times that they go out where it's gone on arrival, the car has already been removed. To me, that's a good thing. If the property owner has been able to get back to their vehicle and take it and do something with it, our problem is solved. It's no longer littering the public right-of-way. We are looking to, the revenue we're looking to increase is, goes from $50,000 to $165,000. That's really not a significant amount of revenue for PBOT. We're not looking to pave our streets using towing money. And in fact, the city service fee is only going to increase from $3,100 to $6,000. So that, again, is not a significant amount of money compared with the hassle for a property owner of having to take time off work to go get their automobile, get it out of the pound, pay the fees. I mean, if you've got, if you're cited for having an out-of-commission vehicle and given 72 hours, it may be a week before payday. It may be not something that you can get a AAA or if you don't have AAA to get your to have the money to be able to tow it yourself. That's not very long.
Right.
So it seems to me that, and when we asked, we were told that in last year, 160 cars disappeared after the 72 hours, but before the tow truck got out there. To me, that's a good thing. So my question is, why aren't we giving property owners longer? Often these vehicles have been there for months, if not years. Why don't we give a week or more after you post the green tag? And why don't we mail notice to the property owner by looking at the VIN through the window to be sure that they know that their car is about to be towed?
Many of these vehicles, when we talked about failure to display current registrations, it's not as if the registration expired a week or two. A lot of these are several months old. A majority of these vehicles have been expired for some time. Some of them even 2 years with expired registrations. And so these are complaint-generated cases that we receive from the public. Neighbor, someone in the neighborhood, see this vehicle as an eyesore many times, and that's the reason why they call us and we go out on it.
Well, so let me pursue that a little further. So we don't have a hard and fast threshold about how far beyond the registration period it has to be before we tow it, right?
Correct.
It is complaint-based. Yes. So forgive me for using a personal example, but it's on point. My wife and I own a 1987 Toyota pickup truck for which we paid $500. It is not a thing of beauty, though most of the time it's operable. Most of the time it's parked in our driveway. We don't use it very much because we use it when we're doing a remodeling project on our house to haul stuff. So it sits around a lot and grows green mold, which what cars do when they're parked in Portland under trees. The registration on that thing lapsed, and it sat in my driveway for a couple of months without me remembering to get the new stickers on it. But no harm was done because it was in my driveway, or no harm was done to me. But now, you know, that's a pretty ugly truck. If I parked it on the street, I wouldn't really blame my neighbors for complaining. So I'm pretty concerned that that failure to comply with a relatively minor issue of registration of the vehicle, if it's otherwise operable, tires are full, the windows aren't broken out, what's the neighborhood harm other than, you know, I have an ugly truck?
Pardon me for coming up. Ben Walters with the City Attorney's Office. Just as a point of clarification, what constitutes an abandoned vehicle is not defined within the contract. The contract is the implementation of what the council has defined as an abandoned vehicle in code. So if the council chose to or is uncomfortable with what constitutes an abandoned vehicle, the council could change that by a code amendment.
Right. I understand that. But, you know, every now and then in this process, we learn something. And I didn't know that was our policy. And this council is using this moment to check out the policy.
Plus, the contract is saying we want you to whip them out of there faster.
Yeah.
And that's the piece that I'm concerned about.
That's a different question. What constitutes an abandoned vehicle? The council has the authority to change that definition should it choose, but it's not in front of you amendment today.
So we could that's an important clarification. Let me give you another example. It's not directly on point, but it illustrates the equity that my two colleagues are raising. I have a friend that was doing some work in his house, and so he got one of those structures that you put in front of your house on the street, and you store your furniture in there. I forget what they're called. They're like pods.
Right.
And the vendor that leased him the pod for this project didn't give him clear notice that he had to get a city
permit. Something. Yes, yeah.
So he filled it with all of his stuff, and he went on vacation with his family. And he came back, and it was gone. And so the first thing he thought was, oh, my God, it's been stolen because it had – well, it turned out it had been towed because it didn't have the sticker. And so whatever part of our code says if you have a pod that isn't properly licensed. And he had gotten a notice, but he was on vacation. So when he when it cost him like $500 to recover the pod, which he was duty-bound to do because it was leased, so he had to pay whatever it was. But interestingly, the way the pod is towed is it is a flatbed truck comes and puts it in an angle and slides it up. So everything in the pod was destroyed. So he lost his stuff. He had to pay $500. And he would not fall within any category of someone that would be the poster child of what we're trying to get at. This is not someone who was running a business out of his pod. He didn't fail to pay and it just was abandoned. He just didn't know our rules as well as he should, and he paid a huge price. I also am troubled by the idea that there's going to be some fairly innocuous behavior. And by the way, if you're stopped in a car with your plates not up there, you get a ticket. They don't get you out of the car and tow your car, right? So it's still an administrative fine. And Mayor, I wonder, this is the commissioner in charge is not here.
Right.
And yet we have to have a contract to at least enforce the other portions. Can we simply declare a moratorium on enforcement of the piece that we have concerns about and have that come back for a further discussion? Because I know we have to have a company enforce the parts we don't have a concern about.
Right. And it sounds like from what I see here that the current contract with Retriever ended on August 31st. Are we on an extension of that old contract with them?
Yeah, so it would expire today. And may I interject one more thing?
Please.
So about Commissioner Fritz, you had expressed concerns about the expediting of the tow response by the tower. And there was a secondary reason for that as well. The reason for that was to cut down on an unscrupulous tower coming in and taking that car before our contracted towers got to it. This came up a couple years ago. And so that cuts down on the possibility of that happening again. And that was actually partially in response to that as well. And again, I believe our city attorney mentioned it, but the contract is completely flexible on the abandoned auto process and how long you want to give a person before the call is called into the tow truck. So it's completely flexible that way. So if it would change, the contract would still not be affected by that. Okay, and the services would just be provided per their policy.
Well, that's good to know because my recommendation, Commissioner Novick's staff is here. My recommendation is that we do go ahead and approve the contract because policy direction will then change how the contract is used. But we have to have a contractor.
Yeah.
Well, and they've gone through a process to select a contractor. So I don't have much of a quarrel with that, but I do have concerns, and I know you do as well, Commissioner Fritz and others here, about are we operating this as a livability program, pure and simple, and exercising both giving direction about what we do and don't do based on that being the touchstone of this program, as opposed to a revenue program or an enforcement program for the motor vehicles division. Mm-hmm. It's none of those.
Mayor, I just had another idea I wanted to share with the two of you since you're leading the discussion. We could say as part of this that we direct the Bureau to give 30 days notice in the event of a registration issue to give Steve's office a chance to come back to us with potential changes to the code. Since the notice, you're already giving 15 days?
That's after it's towed.
72 hours.
That's after it's towed.
Oh, after it's towed. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. So, all right. So we could extend the front end time for that particular category until we have a package, something to consider at council.
So Commissioner Novick's staff is here. Let me ask one of you to come up, if you would, and give us your preference based on this discussion that you've heard in the absence of the commissioner in charge.
Except the commissioner's back tomorrow. We could set it over till tomorrow.
Let's hear what you'd like to do.
And actually, I would
appreciate if Ben Walters would maybe come up here to back me up on the legal basis. But my understanding is that the tow contract in and of itself, to try to make an amendment pursuant to Commissioner Fish's recommendation, would not fit well within the contract itself, but instead perhaps within our abandoned auto program, which is in SETI code.
So he's going to be back tomorrow?
Correct.
Why don't we set it over for action, for continuation tomorrow?
And the current contract expires today, correct?
Yeah, but one does. I mean, obviously, we have to take testimony today, too. One option we could do is on page 15 of the contract to delete the three response time criterion, 3.6, 0.3, 4, and 5. So that's something that we might consider.
Is this contract tomorrow. Amendable? Can we amend it? Yeah. My suggestion would be we got policy issues here that this discussion has highlighted. Great. I'm happy that that's happened. I think all of us want to bear down on those issues with Commissioner Novick sometime very soon.
How long has this code been in the current code been in effect?
I believe I'm not sure the exact time. I've been in park enforcement for 23 years. It was like this when I started.
So what I also would suggest to my colleagues is we take testimony, vote on the contract. We have a long history. This has not been brought to us in other forums. I am perfectly comfortable waiting a week or two for Commissioner Novick's office to come to us with any proposed code changes. I think we should do it thoughtfully. I think we can limp along for 2 weeks, and I am concerned the contract's expiring. And if we got 20-something years of history, at no time in 7 years on the council has anyone come at a public part of our meeting and complained about this process. So you've highlighted a concern we all have. I, for one, Mayor, am willing to go a couple weeks under the status quo.
When the contract expired at the end of August, did you come to us to ask to extend it?
No, the contract allows for an administrative extension, a temporary extension after the last extension. So it's a 3-year contract with 2 consecutive 1-year extensions, and then after that, you can administratively extend it out as needed. And it's a temporary thing that it's meant to be there on a temporary basis.
Keep going on that basis.
So that's what I'm thinking. We could just temporarily set it over.
So if we do nothing, you could still extend the contract administratively for a little while.
Again, just to be very clear, the contract in and of itself does not change or affect the immediate policies for the abandoned autos.
Yeah.
Well, it does change the response time.
Can I say something?
Please.
I want to say, first of all, that I am supportive of this, and I think there's at least 2 sides to every issue, as we well know, and we're not hearing from the side of the aggrieved neighbors who, as Commissioner Fritz said herself, these cars sit there oftentimes for a year before any action is taken. And all of us concerned about our climate action plan, well, yes, one of the key ways to enforce a vehicle's compliance with clean air is to have it inspected. That's how you get your tag. So I think, we're being a little too frivolous and cavalier about we shouldn't take an abandoned auto that's been sitting on a street for a year, or we should be tolerant of cars that are dirty, emitting dirty air, just because they don't want to go through DEQ. So I support this contract, and if you're going to embark on a major policy process, or if you're even going to set over tomorrow, I won't be here tomorrow, I would suggest you set over the testimony on this issue until tomorrow as well. But I really think I do support this contract, and I support the criteria. And if the council wants to undertake a more expansive process, let's make sure we hear from all sides to this issue.
Good suggestion. Okay. Let's give us all a chance to process what we've heard. Unless there are any further questions for you, we'll see if there's any testimony on this issue, and then we'll see if we have a decision.
Mr. Johnson, Charles Johnson, is the only one who signed up.
Thank you. Okay, come on up.
For the record, Charles Johnson, and I have to say that I'm thrilled when you pleasantly surprised me with a very robust and progressive concerns, but I actually somewhat have my sentiments aligned with Commissioner Saltzman that we've all been through neighborhoods where the neighborhood people behind closed doors have gone through are we going to bother this dude about his car that's been sitting there for 300 days? And at the same time, I think that we do need, I think you could totally approve this contract the way it is and just get it over with. But you should return to this robust conversation of what's the best way to be Portland? If we have people who might have junky old crappy cars and financial concerns or mental health concerns, should we have ways to help the neighborhood people engage with those people so they can still use their transportation? Except, of course, it's an abandoned car, so they're not really using it. So maybe they need help liquidating that asset without a tow truck coming and having to go through the procedure. But it was a good and surprising discussion that touched on those issues. And like I said, you could feel okay, I think, about approving this contract as is today and moving on. But we should have this conversation of we know that there are, and we should maybe from the towing provider and from the Department of Bureau of Transportation get some information on what are the statistics. Like, is it 9 out of 10 cars that are dead on the side of the road that have sat there, or are we talking about a lot of cars that are in our neighborhoods where, you know, people who, whatever their issues are, whether it's poverty or they're single people who don't know how to fix cars and, you know, just can't make that connection. But we should be able to do something better than these people, you know, just waking up. Maybe offers of neighborhood involvement should get involved, and these people can actually have, for the ones at home, people can have direct human contact with a city employee who says, in 72 hours, your car will be gone, and we're going to use that money as a revenue source for the city's Bureau of Transportation. Maybe they'll just say, okay, tow it. I can't handle that. But I appreciate your rather more thorough than usual review of this topic. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so it seems to me we have some options here. We can approve the contract and ask the commissioner in charge to return to us with the policy discussion sometime soon. We can set over the contract and allow, we don't have to do anything. The Bureau has the opportunity to administratively extend the current contract until we approve the contract and or have a policy discussion.
Here. So let's go down the line here.
We could amend our
preference. Okay. My preference is to vote on the ordinance. We have had no objection to having the substitution. And
what substitution?
Of one towing company
one
for
towing
another.
One towing company for another. And to the policy question, I mean, I appreciate, Dan, your view, but I hardly think it's frivolous to actually ask to see some data and see what the impact is. And frankly, if the data said that disproportionately this targets people of color or working class people or undocumented, I think you'd want to know that. But I don't know the answer. So I don't think the question's frivolous. I think what we've done is said is collectively, there's three criteria. Two of them are no-brainers. We see those cars all the time. The third seems like there's a grayer area. And I think all we've said is we'd like to get some more information and data to know whether that's the right policy. So I'm prepared to vote for the contract, and I would like the commissioner in charge to come back and walk us through how that other prong is being administered. And if there's no problem with it, then so be it. But I don't consider that a frivolous exercise. I think that's part of our oversight exercise.
And thoughts?
Yeah, I said, let's approve contract.
Okay. Amanda, are you comfortable with that? Or
I can only support approving the contract if we remove 3.6.3, 3.6.4, and 3.6.5 on page 15 of the 91 pages.
Of
the contract itself? Those are the ones, as far as I'm seeing, that talk about the response time. Again, in my inquiries after the 72-hour notice, but before the tow truck got there in 2014, 160 cars disappeared. Now, again, second time today, thanks to Maxine Bernstein of the Oregonian, and this time to Jasmine Wadsworth, who pulled up her article from April of 2014. The issue that was alluded to with cars being stolen has been addressed, I'm hoping, and I'd be interested in hearing from the Bureau as to how else we are making sure that the right company is allowed to tow, and that the police are continuing their due diligence on making sure that registrations are checked and notified and titles transferred before we do the crushing. But
so that means we don't have a four votes on an emergency, Mayor. Can I make an alternate suggestion?
Please, I'm looking for one.
I'd be comfortable with the Bureau administratively extending the contract until such time as Commissioner Novick brings this back to Council. I think he should be here. And I'm loath to change a contract since it's negotiated by the parties. And if we start taking something in or adding it, we're the least qualified people to do that. So I'd rather maintain the status quo. I take Commissioner Fritz's concern seriously, but I don't think we should amend the contract on the fly. Let's administratively extend it and come back with a fuller discussion.
I agree with that because I'm unwilling to invade the language of the contract itself in the council.
In which case, we just set it over until next week.
Okay. So we're going to set this over for a week. Obviously, Commissioner Novick's staff has heard this discussion, and we'll look forward to hearing some direction from them and from the towing board to review, perhaps, when the council returns to the regulatory subject, and maybe they can make a presentation about options there when the contract comes back. So it's continued for 1 week.